Mishaya Eved, that we had seen in the Mishnah a rule that someone who is not mechuyev bedavar cannot be motzi someone who is mechuyev bedavar, and therefore an Eved, Isha, or Katan who are not mechuyavim in Halal and Yantif cannot be motzi a man who is mechuyev in Halal and Yantif. And so if the person doesn't know how to say Halal on his own, makrin oso va'ona acharihen ma'ashem omrim, so that he can follow them word by word, but they would not be able to say Halal in a form that he would be able to yotze via them. That there would be no shamea ka'ona in a situation where one does not have chiyuvim both on the part of the motzi and on the part of the yotze. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. And we dealt last time, what really is the status of women in terms of Halel? How many ways are there to distinguish between Halel of Leil HaSeder, in which, according to most Rishonim, women are Chayav, and Halel of Shalosh Regalim, which the Mishnah seems to say they're Patur? And that was a topic that we dealt with last time. Comes along the Gemara and brings in a, in Tosis's language, Agav Grora, brings in a sugya in which we find the opposite, in which we find that these three individuals, the Eved, the Isha, and the Katan, are able to be motzi man within his chiyuv. That be'emes amru ben mevarech l'aviv, Eved mevarech l'rabo, Isha mevareches l'ba'ala. That in the world of Birkas HaMazon, we find that the Eved and the Isha and the Katan can be motzi, at least an individual. If they can be motzi a group, that we'll see within Tosfos, but at least they can be motzi an individual. And here the question is exactly in what way do we find that this works. So the Gemara doesn't deal with it over here, but rather in Brachos, both Rashi and Tosfos quote the Gemara in Brachos, but they quote it partially, not fully. So let's look at the Gemara in Brachos in a more full sense. That we have a Mishnah over there in Brachos that women are chayavot in Birkat HaMazon. So Gemara asks, what level of chiyuv do women have in Birkat HaMazon? Midoraisa or midrabanan? What would be our default position? Should women be chayavot in Birkat HaMazon, doraisa or drabanan?
Doraisa.
It's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama v'achalta v'savata berachta. Whenever you eat, you can eat in the middle of the night, you can eat in the morning, eat on Shabbos, eat Yom Chol. L'chora, they should be chayav doraisa. Why then does the Gemara have a suffix? What does Rashi say over there in the Gemara? What's the issue that we may have in terms of saying Birkas HaMazon? Excuse me? No. No, in other words, we're dealing over here, a woman on her own. Why would a woman on her own not be able to say Birkas HaMazon Doraisa? What phrase do we have in Birkas HaMazon which perhaps does not apply to women? That's Tosis. What does Rashi say over there? Rashi says over there that we speak about Nodelecha Hashem Elokeinu al shinchalta la'avoseinu eretz chemda tova rechava. We speak about Nachalas Ha'aretz. Women were not Nochlot Ha'aretz in the Goral on their own. What about Benos Tzchafchad?
They inherited from their father.
There was a Yerusha from a man. In other words, they had a Yerusha from their father, a Yerusha from their uncles, a Yerusha from the grandfather. They had Yerushot, but they weren't part of the original Chalukah. That's what Rashi points out. Tosis asks, if that's the issue by women, so Kohenim Levim also should be Pater from Birkas HaMazon. Okay, there are all sorts of answers one can give that, you know, that the there are a Levia, etc., etc. But there is a, just you should be aware, in the Briscoe world, they always view Eretz Yisrael on a dual plane. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik can speak about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Shame Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is quoted as distinguishing between two types of Nachala. There's a Nachala via Kibush, from which women are which they're not shayach, the same way they're not chayach of pru revu because of kibshuha, they're not part of kibush. However, there's another nachala which was given to Avraham Avinu, lecha ulezaracha, and that women are shayachin. And what do we say in Birkas HaMazon? We speak about No, delach al ha'aretz asher hinchalto la'avoseinu. So we speak about the Yerusha of Avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So anyway, that Rashi has his opinion that the issue with women is perhaps the world of Nachala. Tosos, as Moshe Aaron pointed out, raises the fact that Kol Shelo Amar, Bris V'Torah, in the Bracha of Noda, is not Yotze Birkas Hamazon, and women are not Shayach in Bris, women are not Shayach in Torah. The question is whether, in other words, this takes them off of the Chiyuv Doraisa, or whether, since they're not Shayach, so then there's no reason for them no reason to view that as a chisaron on their part. In any case, this is a suffix in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what do we do with this braisa that we have? Be'em es amru. Be'em mevarech lo'aviv, isha mevarechet le'bala. In other words, so if we say that women are chayev d'oraisa, so asi d'oraisa, mafik d'oraisa. But if we say that women are chayev d'rabanan, what do we do? How can a woman who's only chayev et midrabanan be motzi a man who's chayev d'oraisa? So Gemara asks, why are you bothered by a woman and a katan you're not bothered by? Katan certainly is only chayev d'rabanan. Ela hachamay askinan with an ukimta. Kagon da'achal shiur d'rabanan. The katan ate what would be considered to be a shiur d'rabanan. Machalkis, Rav Yehuda, or Meir, what are the two options?
Kazayas or
Kebetza. As in other words, that who ate? Kagon da'achal shiur d'rabanan. Who ate the shiur d'rabanan?
The man
ate, right? The man ate a shiur drabanan, so his chiyuv is only drabanan. And how much did the katan eat?
Also, at least that.
L'chora, the katan ate a shiur d'oraisa. But the fact that the katan is only chayev midin chinuch, so we have asi drabanan, umotzi drabanan. Namely, the katan who ate a shiur d'oraisa, and his chiyuv is drabanan, he's now able to motzi a man who only ate a shiur drabanan. What assumption is the Gemara making over here about equations on the level of drabanan? And who had been by the woman? We'll say the woman ate a shiur d'oraisa, but she's chayevet in birkas hamazon drabanan, and she can be motzi a man who ate a kezayis or a kebetz who's chayev drabanan. What assumption is the Gemara making about the world of these equations when we speak about osi drabanan umafik drabanan? That, right, in other words, that we're comparing a drabanan on the level of chiyuv gavra to a drabanan on the level of shiurim. Right, the drabanan aspect of the katan of the isha is that they're only chayev drabanan. The drabanan aspect on the man is that he's basically chayev midoraisa, but he's only eating a shiur drabanan. That's already enough to create an equation. That's the assumption, the working assumption of the Gemara, and that's what Rashi quotes by us. That ben bevarech la'aviv, we're dealing with a ben shigia l'chinuch, he's chayev drabanan, he ate a shiur d'oraisa of savata, the man ate, his father ate a shiur drabanan, kezayas u'kebetza, so we have the rule of asi drabanan u'mafik drabanan, by the woman, how do we paskin? Is woman chayev in birkas hamazon d'oraisa drabanan? So look in the Shulchan Aruch, under the second source. See, Makufei Vav Sifalaf, Noshim Chayavos Birkas Hamazon, Vesafeku, Inhen Chayavos Doraisa, and then Motzios Esa Noshim, O Einon Chayav Ela Drabanon, Veinon Motzios Ela Lamish, Ein Chiyuv Ela Min Drabanon, someone who ate here Drabanon. What about the world of Katan? That's already Sif Beis. Katan Chayav Midrabanon Kedei Lachancho, Ben Mevarech La'aviv is a Nukimta, Kishalo Achal Ha'av Kedei Sviya, that takes that father down to a level of Drabanan, and Asi Drabanan and Mafik Drabanan. So far, so good. Okay? Our problem is that we have another Rashi, that we have Rashi and the Sugi and Daf Memches Amad Aleph, where the Gemara over there deals with Shimon ben Shetach, who was one of the few Chachamim who remained after Yanai HaMelech, in a fit of anger, killed all of the Chachamim. Yanai HaMelech was a proud Jew, but in Amharetz, he wanted to bench. He didn't know benching. He looked for a Chacham to be motzi them in benching. And they found Shimon ben Shetach, who was a relative of his wife. And Shimon ben Shetach benched, even though he hadn't eaten. The Gemara asked, how can you do that? Birkas HaMazon only for someone who ate. as the Gemara says, that Shimon ben Shetach had his own shita, but had Shimon ben Shetach eaten a kezayis dagon, then he could have been motzi, yanai, and the malka according to everyone. The assumption is how much the yanai and the malka eat, a king and a queen? Certainly kedei svia. That's how you're not a king unless you eat kedei svia. And so the Gemara implies that a drabanan, someone who ate kezayis, can be motzi a d'oraisa. And the Gemara that we saw in the Chafim and Beis, and that we have over here quoted by Rashi, is that only a drabanan can be motzi a drabanan. A drabanan can't be motzi d'oraisa. On a conceptual plane, it's not a problem. You could say you need a bar chiyuva. A bar chiyuva drabanan is enough to be motzi a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's not a problem conceptually. The problem is that we have a stira within the sugyos. So Rashi over there says that it's no stira, that the Gemara is assuming that what is the status of a katan? In other words, why by a katan did we have to come on to that the father was only ate a drabanan? Why do we say, just like Yana HaMelech, that the, you know, is that a katan can be motzi someone even who ate a doraisa? Asi drabanan u motzi doraisa, just like Shimon ben Shetach can motzi Yana HaMelech. What does Rashi over there say? That what's the status of a katan? What level of chiyuv does he have?
His father.
He has no chiyuv. The chiyuv is only on the father. That's what Rashi points out. B'katan shehigia l'chinuch lo amar hach. We don't say that there are drabanan kimotziya daraisa. Hahu afilu midrabanan lo mechayiv, because the katan is not chayiv midrabanan. Alei da'avua hu dra milchinuchay. The father of the katan is mechuyiv to mechanech his son. It's not a chiyuv on the son. It's a chiyuv on the father. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't say that a katan can be motzi a gadol like Shimon ben Shetach can be motzi Yanei HaMelech, because Shimon ben Shetach was a bar chiyuv amida oraisa, just that he ate a shir drabanan. But the katan is not a bar chiyuv at all. Rabbi Kiva Eger over there asks, what's so unique about katan? L'chora, kashali, as Rabbi Kiva Eger, hech maspik zeh, haba oso hasugya perak mishamesu isa haki gamken linyan isha, that a woman can be motzi her husband only if the woman ate kedei svia and her husband ate drabanan. A woman certainly is chayav drabanan, right? In other words, that how can the, you know, it's, why does Rashi think that if he solves the issue of katan, he solved the issue? A woman is l'chora no different than Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach ate a shir drabanan. A woman who is chayevet drabanan is eating a shir doraisa. She's also chayevet midrabanan. And so, and yet the Gemara says that it has to be a case where her husband ate a shir drabanan. And Yanai HaMelech ate a shir doraisa. Namely, why do we find different standards in the Gemara on Daf Chaf HaMebeis and the Gemara on Daf Memches HaMenalef? And Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves this, B'tzarach Iyun Gadol. When I grew up, there was a magazine coming out called Hadarom. Came out like generally once a year. That Rav Shevel was the editor. Rav Shevel is the one who put out the Ramban, the original editor, the first one who put out an annotated edition of the Ramban. And Rav Shevel had a game in every Hadarom to answer questions Rabbi Kiva Eger left with Tzarachin or Tzarachin Gadol. And the people would argue, are these good answers or are they not good answers? L'chora over here, what could you answer to Rabbi Kiva Eger's question? Is there a way of distinguishing between a woman, Lamando Amar, that women are chayv and birkas amazon drabanan, and Shimon ben Shetach, who ate a kezayis drabanan? That we say Shimon ben Shetach, when he eats a kezayis drabanan, he can be motzi Yanei HaMelech, even though Yanei HaMelech eight kedei svia. But a woman, if she's chayevet drabanan, she can only be motzi her husband if her husband ate a kezayis, not if her husband ate kedei svia.
Maybe you could say that a woman, she can never have the ability of being chayev midah oraisa.
Exactly. In other words, over here, by the man, he has the potential of being chayev d'oraisa. Just technically, currently, he didn't eat enough. But since he has the potential to be chayev d'oraisa and he ate, he's already considered to be a bar chiyuva who could be motzi, a man who ate a kedei svia. But since a woman does not have the potential, according to the man damar, she's chayevet midrabanan. The maximum she can be chayev, even if she eats kedei svia, is drabanan, so therefore she can only be a motzi, a man who eats a drabanan. And then there's room to be distinguished between the chiyuv gavra of the woman who's chayev drabanan and the chiyuv gavra of a man who's chayiv drabanan. Yes,
it's good pshat gemara, but it doesn't answer Rabbi Yehuda's question, because Rabbi Yehuda's question is why did Rashi answer just for the katan?
What Binayahu is pointing out is that in Achinami we've answered the question on the local issue of an isha, but what do we do with Rashi himself? Namely, how did Rashi understand the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amid Beis? The Gemara on Daf Chaf Amid Beis says that a katan who ate a shir svia can be motzi a gadol who didn't eat a shir svia. But according to Rashi, a katan is not a bar chiyuva at all. What, you know, how could he be motzi even if he ate a shir svia doraisa? It's not his mitzvah, it's his father's mitzvah. It's his father's, the father, when a son is says Birkas HaMazon, the father is mekayim a mitzvah of chinuch. What in the world does that have to do with a katan being motzi a gadol? That is a very, very big question on Rashi. We're going to see possibly two answers, but it's really a big question. But this issue, we'll come to it in a minute, this issue of what is the halacha of chinuch? Is the halacha of chinuch that the katan is chayev midrabanan, or that his father is chayev midrabanan to mechanech the katan? That's a machlokas rishonim. I didn't send you to the Maariv Makom, I'm sorry, I forgot. In other words, but I put it over here, so let's learn it together. There are two deos in the Ran on the Rif in Megillah. It's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran on Megillah, with the question of Tosfos on the Mishnah in Megillah serving as the catalyst of both the Ramban and the Ran. What's the question that Tosfos has? That there's a Mishnah which says that a chere, shota, v'katan are potter from Megillah. They can't be motzi, an individual, in Megillah. Comes on Rav Yehuda and says, Rav Yehuda machshir v'katan, that a katan can be motzi, a gadol, in Megillah. And the question is, how can that possibly be? Hikshu betosos hay katan hechidami. Ish lo higia l'chinuch maitaima de Rav Yehuda. If we're dealing with a katan who is 4 years old, it just happens to be, you know, where it's a very bright katan, and he happens to know the Megillah, how to read the Megillah, how can Rav Yud be makshir? Kol she'eno mechuyev dov reino motzis rabin yedei chovasan. And if it's a katan shehigia l'chinuch, so why in the world would Rabbanon say that he's not motzi? Namely, manavshach. In other words, we have by a katan a machlokes Rabbanon and Rav Yehuda. So if it's a katan she lo higia l'chinuch, we don't understand Rav Yehuda. If it's a katan she higia l'chinuch, we don't understand Rabbanan. Why don't we say leisi drabanan, vleipuk drabanan? That self called self, the man is only chayev in Megillah midrabanan. The katan is chayev midrabanan. Dehachi amrinan beperek misha meso. That lechora, this is the din of katan in the world of Birkas HaMazon. That we say that if he eats a shir daraisa and the man eats a shir drabanan, Asi drabanan, umafik drabanan. So here, Tosfos gives an answer that the Rabbanan distinguish between the world of Birkas HaMazon and the world of Megillah. That a katan can be motzi, a man who's chayev drabanan in Birkas HaMazon. A katan can't be motzi, a man who's chayev in Megillah midrabanan. Why? As Tosfos explains, this is Tosfos' answer, the katan have le tarte drabanan, lo ase tarte drabanan mapik chad drabanan. Ben bevarach lo aviv, there it's chad drabanan. I mean, what is Tosfos saying to explain the shita of Rabbanan? The whole chiyuv of Megillah is midrabanan, and the katan is chayev and chinuch midrabanan. So the katan's reading the Megillah, we have a double drabanan. When a man, in terms of his chiyuv, is one drabanan. A double drabanan can't be motzi, one drabanan. And Rav Yehuda disagrees. Yehuda says drabanan is drabanan. Namely, the Tosfos raises the option of distinguishing how many drabanans do we have in the picture. We can only make a comparison between one drabanan and one drabanan. We can't make a comparison between two drabanan and one drabanan. That's what we have in Tosfos. However, the Ramban answers Tosfos' question in a different manner. For Ramban zaltirates, the Rabbanan svirule, why according to Rabbanan can a katan not be motzi a gadol in Megillah? Damrinan hasam, hainu b'sho'achal, I'm sorry, the Tiretz Drabbanan Sfira Lahu She'eno Bidin She'hakotan Af Al Pi She'Gia L'Chinuch Yotzi HaGedolim Yedei Chovasan. That's an impossibility that a katan, even if he's chayav drabbanan, can motzi a gadol. Why? Mishum delav mitzvah didei, ella de'avuha, de'ihu lo machayev mitzvos kol ikar. Namely, whose shita is this that the rabbanan is adopting? That a katan is really not chayev at all. Only his father's machayev machanechim. This is Rashi on daf memches. I, how then Rav Yehuda allow a katan to be motzi a gadol? Rav Yehuda atzma hitir bekatan ela b'megila mishum shekulam hayu ba'oso hanes. Megila is an exception. Even though the katan is really not chayev, his father's chayev, but in megila, the same way a woman is chayev, a katan is chayev. I, what do we do with Binayahu's question on Rashi? Binayahu asks, how could Rashi say that a katan is not chayev at all? Don't we have a braisa ben mevarech la'aviv? If a katan is not chayev at all, how could he motzi his father in Birkas Amazon? So the Ramban explains, u'mashamru ben mevarech la'aviv beben gadol ayri. We're talking about a 15-year-old. We're talking about a 17-year-old. That's the that's the ben. What's the chiddush? I mean, if a ben is a gadol, so isn't he certainly be motzi as aviv? The chiddush is that me'era tavo on the father, that he needs his son because he himself doesn't know how to read. He himself doesn't know how to bench. He needs his son to bench for him. That's the only issue over there. Hay damrina tavo of me'era, hay namishim deni yodea levarech. And what about the Gemara that has to set it up where the father ate a shir drabanan? If the son is 17 years old, he's chayev d'oraisa, just like the father. Ah, that's by a woman. The woman who's chayev drabanan, we have to set it up as the smaller shir, not the katan. That's the way the Ran learns. The Ran says, lo nichle b'hai peruka. What are you talking about? Ilav bar chiyuvahu. If the katan is really not chayev at all, what good will do afhen hayu ba'oso hanes? How can that create a chiyuv yesh me'ayin? Afhen hayu ba'oso hanes can deal with someone who's basically a bar chiyuva, like a woman. It can't take someone who's not a bar chiyuva at all and say that he's chayev. No one's going to say that a four-year-old is chayev in Megillah because of afhen hayu ba'oso hanes. You know, that's a little crazy. L'chein nira divrei tosfos ikar, and according to Tosfos, really the katan is chayev drabanan. The only question is it one chayev drabanan, two chayev drabanan? So our machlokas as to how do we view a katan? Do we view it that he is chayev midrabanan, that rabanan gave him a kiyum mitzvah midrabanan, or no? He's pater, he's a katan, but his father is chayev mechanechim. That's a machlokas Rashi on daf mem chesem beis, and Rashi by us, and Rashi and daf chafem beis, and it's machokis the Ramban and the Ran. That's classically my nafgamina. After all, you know, it's in terms of Megillah. According to both approaches, it could work out. According to Birkas Hamazon, according to both approaches, we can understand the brisa of ben mevarach l'aviv. Is there a real nafgamina between whether it's the father who's chayav or whether the son is chayev? Bottom line is, he's chayev drabanan. There is a chayev drabanan. So the Reb Chaim gave a classic nafgamina, which is bar mitzvah Torah during Sfira. What if we have a katan who began counting Sfira Sa'omer as a katan, and then he became a gadol in the middle of Sfira Sa'omer? Can he continue counting with a bracha? So Reb Chaim says, it's totally in the machlokas, the Ramban and the Ran. No? Explain to me the machlokes.
If it's his chiyuv, then he had a chiyuv and he was counting, and now he still has a chiyuv and he's still counting. I had a chiyuv changed, okay, we had a chiyuv the whole time. If it's his father's chiyuv, then he was counting, but literally he wasn't counting because it's his chiyuv, he was counting somebody else's chiyuv. Now he has his own chiyuv, it's too late. He wasn't really, he had no chiyuv in the first place, so he can't get
his chiyuv. Yeah, so let's restate that which Binyahu said.
I think my brother spoke about his purpose.
Okay, let's restate what Binyahu said, probably what his brother said, that according to Reb Chaim, according to the Ran, the Maisa Mitzvah of a Katan is a Maisa Mitzvah. It's a Maisa Mitzvah, Midrabanan, but it's a Maisa Mitzvah. So it lends itself to continuing into a Maisa Mitzvah Midaraisa. But according to the Ramban, The katan has no maisa mitzvah. It's his father's maisa. And so when he becomes a gadol, all of a sudden now he has a maisa mitzvah. There's nothing to connect with. There's no tmimos. There is no continuity. Okay, so that, you know, is a very nice way of formulating the difference between the Ramban and the Ran. Just as a side note over here, if we take that approach, we can split hairs and break it down perhaps a little better to explain Rashi. We ask, according to Rashi, that a katan is not chayev at all, only his father. Katan is not chayev at all, only his father. How do we say ben mevarech la'aviv? Where is the connection? Where is the asi drabanan umotzi drabanan? So the Ramban, who held to this shita, said, really, he can't. He can't be motzi his father. Only a ben gadol can be motzi his father. So to put that into Rashi, we can, but that's a bit of a stretch that we would rather not do. But what's the alternative? So the alternative is, once we're distinguishing between the ma'is and mitzvah of a katan, we could say that perhaps when the father is chayav, then the katan does not have a ma'is and mitzvah that has relevance to a doraisa, but the katan may still have a ma'is and mitzvah that's relevant to a drabanan. Asi drabanan, umotzi drabanan. Namely, that as opposed to Shimon ben Shetach, who had a chi of mitzvah mida oraisa, and even though he ate a shear of a katan, it's still a chi of, he's still a bar chiyuv doraisa. He can be motzi a bar chiyuv mida oraisa. A woman, we pointed out, who has no chi of doraisa, cannot be motzi a doraisa, but she can still be motzi a drabanan. Perhaps a katan, even if it's his father's chi of, would have a maisa mitzvah on the level of a drabanan to be motzi a drabanan. It's not the smoothest, but it's a possibility. Okay, this issue of what is the chiyuv of chinuch of a katan, if we look in the Rambam, what we find is source of divrei Torah. If you look into the Rambam, I simply quoted over here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Rambams. Okay, let's look at the Rambam Nilchos Kriyat Shema and his formulation. Nashim va'avadim katanim p'turim mikriyat Shema. It appears that on whom is the mitzvah?
Father.
On the father. Continue. Hilchos tefillin. Ha'pater mikriyat shma pater mitfillin. Katan sheyodea lishmor tefilav. Aviv lokeach lo tefillin kedei lechanecho b'mitzvos. Again, mashma dechiyev is on the father. Let's move over to Hilchos birkas hamazon. Noshim va'avodim chayavim birkas hamazon. Vesafik yesh b'davin chayavim min haTorah lefi shein kavu lo zman o einim chayavim min haTorah lefikach by women ein motzin es gedolim midei chavasam avol ketanim chayavim birkas hamazon midivrei sofrim kedei lachanchan b'mitzvos mashma
katan's
chayav. Continue hilchos megila kriyas megila bizman mitzvos asay midivrei sofrim v'hadavar yadua shu takonas hanaviim. I would say the katan. No, comment that it's mechantchim es haketanim likrosa. Maybe it's not okay. What?
I go either way on that one.
I go either way on that one. Okay, so we have two Rambams that are mashma tzachiv on the father. One is mashma tzachiv on the katan, and one that's unclear. Yeah. Okay, and then we have another Rambam by Macholos Asuros, Afo Pishem Bezdin Mitzuvin Lahafrish Esakotan, Mitzvah Aviv Ligorbo Lahafrisho, Kedei Lachancho Bikedusha, Sheneemar Chanoch Hanor Apidarko. All of a sudden, we have, it appears we have a chiyuv on whom? On the father, but what's the makar? Divrei Kabbalah. Chanoch Hanor Api, Pasuk and Mishle. Not a Takana Midrabanon that was spoken of earlier. Any case, so this raises the possibility, according to the Rambam, there are mitzvos, and there are other mitzvos, and maybe we'll distinguish between mitzvos aseh and mitzvos los aseh. Any case, the sky is the limit. In other words, if we will say that the Rambam is distinguishing between kriyat shema and tefillin on one hand, and birkas hamazon and megillah on the other hand, in the world of Asay, is there room to distinguish between these two and these two? I also continued a few more another line in the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema and another line in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, perhaps to give you an understanding of where there's room to distinguish. That by Kriyat Shema we say, Mi shehaya libo tarud v'nechpas lidvar mitzvah, pater mikol ha-mitzvos umi Kriyat Shema. If you recall, we dealt with this in the very, very beginning of the year.
There's a din and das which kids don't have.
Right, and in terms of tefillin, mi she'ein daitom yushevus u'nachon alav pater min ha-tefillin sheminiach tefillin asur lasiach daitom mehen. So it could be that in areas where kavana and das serve as the core of the mitzvah, kriyat shema is kabbalas al malchus shemayim, tefillin is the concept of concentrating on the shem, there it's a mitzvah on the father. We can't speak about a mitzvah being the katan. But when we're dealing with something that's to be recited by rote, like Birkas HaMazon or Megillah, there we could speak about a mitzvah on the katan. That's a nice distinction, I think. And then you could say that in the world of mitzvahs aseh, we have a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, but in the world of mitzvahs os aseh, this already precedes the mitzvah midivrei sofrim, it's already a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah. Okay, in any case, that's in terms of the overview. But moving back to our... to our issue of Birkas HaMazon, we saw that Rashi and Tosfos by us assume that a katan is chayav in Birkas HaMazon midrabanan, and he can be motzi a father who ate a shir drabanan. Right? We saw that Rashi on Daf Memches Amud Aleph does not allow for such an option in an easy manner. And the Ramban says that it's only a ben gadol who could be motzi, not a ben katan. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says ben mevarech lo aviv, and then he continues on this other side of the page. Bemed var mamurim sheyetsu yidei chavasan bizman sheachlu, namely the father or the husband or the master sheachlu v'lo saveyu shehem chayavim levarech midivrei sofrim. Lafikach motzien osan katan o eved o isha yedei chovasan. Aval, if the father was ochel v'saveya, hu chay birkas hamazon min haTorah, bein isha bein katan o eved, ein motzien oso. Shekol achaya bedover min haTorah, ein motzien oso yedei chovasan, el achaya bosa dover min haTorah kamoso. This Rambam is like which shita that we've seen earlier. Who says that only a katan, that a katan can only be motzi a gadol who ate a shir drabanan?
Rashi, yeah.
This is by Rashi by us. This is Tosas by us. This is Rashi and Daf Chaf Amid Beis. This is not Rashi L'chora and Daf Mem Chesem et Aleph or the Ramban. However, over here the Ravid has a new shita. Kosav haRavid ein dvarim ketiknan. Ve'ein maskimin lahalacha, dekaimalan achilas kizayis ukebeitza deoraisa. Shaharei motzien acherin sheachu kedei savon. What's the Ravid talking about? We saw a sugi on Daf Chaf Amud Beis that kebeitza and kizayis are a shir drabanan, and when a gadol eats a shir drabanan, then an isha or a katan can be motzi him. Asi drabana, motzi drabana. Where does the Ravid have a gemara that kizayis and kebeitza are shiurim d'oraisa? And therefore someone who eats a kizayis can be motzi someone who ate kedei svia?
He says it's from the end of that sugya on Chafam Beis. Is that what he said?
Well, we'll see. No, that. Where do we find a sugya that says that someone who ate a kizayis can be motzi someone who is yotze de svia? That's Shimon ben Shetach. That's the sugi on Daf Memches. We interpreted it, that sugya, in light of the sugi on Daf Chaf, that it means that if we have a bar chiyuv doraisa, a man, Shimon ben Shetach, even if he ate a shir drabanan, he can be motzi a doraisa. The Rebbe says, that's not shat in the sugya. Shat in the sugya is that kizayis and kibetza are just as doraisa as Sviya, and that's why Shimon ben Shetach can be motzi them. What do we do the sugya on Daf Chafam and Beis. So, as Yoni points out, the Sugya of Chafam and Beis, that's a Das Yachid. That's according to Rav Avira. That's what the Ravid continues. V'lo Nemru Dvarim Halalu, that which the Rambam is quoting, Elo Rav Avira, Do Amar Kazayis Dagon, Mi Dikduk Shed Dikduku Yisrael, Al Atzman Ad Kazayis Ukebeitzahu. Namely, that the Gemara on Daf Kaf and Beis continues with the Braisa. How can Akash, we obviously Akash Baruch was not no seipanim. How can he, you know, words be no seipanim, Yisa Hashem apanav Elecha? So Klal Yisrael, who are medaktik, not only on Tzviya, but even on, even on a Shir Drabanan, to be mechayiv themselves in Birkas HaMazon, they deserve a different standard of Hashgacha Pratis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's Rav Avira. But the Gemara later on, we have a Stam Gemara that says that Kizayis Dagon can be Motzi Kedei Sviya. So according to the Ravid, what do we do with the din of Ben Mevarech Lo'aviv? Aya, Ben is only Chayev Drabanan. And the Av Lechora ate Ashir Mida Oraisa. So it says the Ravid. Ubraisa Ketani Ben Mevarech Lo'aviv Yisha Ve'evim B'makrin Oso Ve'ona Acharehem Ma'sheheim Omrim. That we're dealing with a situation parallel to our Mishnah. Namely, the Ravid is really medayik from our Gemara, Daf Chamed Ches. Why is the Gemara bringing this at all? It's not at all parallel. Our Mishnah is a case where, but with an Eved and a Katan and an Isha, they're not able to be Motzi, someone in Halel. And then they bring the Emet Tanu Rabbanan, that they are able to be Motzi, someone in Birkas HaMazon. So this is a Gav Grora. It's really, but according to the Ravid, no, they're not Motzi. A drabanan cannot be motzi a doraisa, period. And so maybe really in the Mishnah, an eved and an isher or katan are chayev and halal drabanan, but they can't be motzi a gadol who's chayev doraisa. What they can do is simply read, and the gadol will read along with them, and then tavo me'era means the same thing both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa. Everything is parallel. So the Ravid builds off of the sugi on Daf Memches. Rashi understands the issue and views the sugi on Daf Memches as an anomaly, and has to create a new perush in terms of katan, that the sugi on Daf Memches should be able to work out with other sugyas. The Ravid takes the sugi on Daf Memches as the ikar. The Rambam and Rashi took the sugi on Daf Chafam and Beis as the ikar, and in light of that interpreted our sugi. And had to deal with the sugya and Daf Memchet. So we have over here two totally different ways of learning our sugya. That according to the Ravid, our sugya is a case where a drabanan cannot be motzi a doraisa, just like in the Mishnah. Ein mechuyev ledavar, ein motzi es hamechuyev. Clearly in the Mishnah, katan tzchayev and halel drabanan. But so what? He can't be motzi a gadol who's chayev doraisa. Hu hadin. In the world over here, Ben Mevarech La'aviv means that the Av will have to repeat after him word for word. And who are the Ne'ishim Mevareches Le'bala? Because these are only Chiyuvim Drabanan. Amru Chachamim Tavo Me'era La'adam. That he doesn't know Birkas HaMazon requires that someone who's Chayev Drabanan say it word by word for him. What?
He's not being motzi.
We have a Gemara Daf Chafam Adbeis that Asi Drabanan, Mafik Drabanan, that's Rav Avira. We don't passim like that. We passim that the shiurim of Kazayas and Kebetza are mechayev midoraisa, like by Shimon ben Shetach, and only there do we have yotzam, that someone who A can be motzi B, when both of them are chiyuvim doraisa, but a chiyuv drabana cannot be motzi a doraisa. Okay? So we have over here that Rambam understood the sugyos like Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ravid understood the sugyos, that this, our sugya now is a beautiful, beautiful parallelism. There's no need for agav grara. There's no need to distinguish between tehilo me'era in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, and everything is ba b'makomo b'shalom. Ad kan hakafa aleph. Hakafa beis deals with the Tosefta that Tosas quotes. Let's look at the Tosefta in the middle of Tosfos. ubetosefta katani gavi birkas hamazon de ein isha ve'eved ve'katan motzien es harabim yedei chovasan. According to whom is this Tosefta Kafta Veferach? Ein Isha Eve Vekota Motzin Sramide Chovasan Viko Luuk Mekashach Al Shira Doraisa.
Like Rashi? Or like what?
According to Rashi, this is problematic. We have, in other words, that Lechora, I mean, again, Ikaluk may Al Khashir Doraisa, you could also set it up as Al Khashir Durabanan, but Lechora, this is beautiful according to the Ravid, that Isha, Evan, and Katan are only Chayav Midrabanan, they can't be Motzi someone, because there is no such thing as a Shir Durabanan. All Shirim are Doraisa. Ikaluk may Shah Al Shir Doraisa. However, Ein Yachal Ledaktek Mikan, using the Girsa on the side, the ein chayavos birkas mazon doraisa, the dilma chayavos doraisa elokevan the einan mitztarfos lezimun kedetnan peragimul shaachlu ein motzios af opish ish motzian shiny ish the chashiv tvei inami mishum the rabim zila behu milsa hari megila the nashim chayavos ba opirish behag the nashim motzios the rabim de chavasan be megila. Tosis over here moves off of Katan. We're not talking about Katan. He's dealing with Isha. By Isha, we saw Safek in the Rambam and the Rif and the Gemara. Is she Chayevet or Raisa or Drabana? Lachar, we have over here a Tosefta that says that a woman is Chayevet. On what plane? If she can't be Motzi the Rabbim?
Drabana.
It says no. There's no Raya. Maybe a woman can be Motzi a Yachid. Maybe she can be motzi individuals, because really she's chayev d'oraisa. She can motzi someone else who's chayev d'oraisa. What can she do? She cannot be motzi rabim. A woman can't be motzi a tzibur. She can't be motzi a group. Why in the world, if a woman is chayev in birkas hamazon mi d'oraisa, should she be able to be motzi her husband, mi d'oraisa, but not to be motzi her husband and two guests, or her husband and two children? Or you know, get up at an OU convention and bench for everyone. Why, if she's chayevet midoraisa, why not? What's the difference between one and many? She's chayev, they're chayev. It's all, isn't a tzibur made up of yechidim? So Tosis offers two explanations to distinguish between a yachid and a tzibur. One is maybe this is a unique din in birkas hamazon because of zimun. That and Birkas Mazon require Zimun, and Zimun is going to distinguish between a man and a woman. Iname, we have an issue of Tzibur, not limiting it to the world of Zimun. It would apply even in the world of Mikra Megila, that a woman could be Motzi one man, she could not be Motzi a congregation of men. So let's try and take each of these Terutzim separately. Okay? The Teirutz of Zimun. What's the halacha that Tosis is quoting over here? A Mishnah on Daf Memhei Amad Aleph. What does the Mishnah on Daf Memhei Amad Aleph tell us about the world of Zimun? That a woman cannot be mitzdaref to create a Zimun along with men. That once we have three men, they create a zimun. What can the woman do once there is a zimun? She not only can, but she has to be mitztarefet. Right? It's not, in other words, that if you're mezamed at a table and their women are not around, you call them to the table. They're, the moment there's a zimun, they're chayev. The same way that a woman can't create a tzibur for tefillah b'tzibur, but once there is a tefillah, a tzibur for tefillah b'tzibur, the woman is yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur if she davens with the tzibur, if she hears chazar sashatz. Namely, that we have a situation where there's a certain level of a lack of symmetry between a man and a woman. A man can create a zimun which would be mechayev a woman. Can a woman be, can she create a zimun among women?
Yes.
Yes, but she cannot, but a man would not be able to be yotzei with such a zimun. In other words, that she can create a zeman of women, she cannot be part of a zeman of men. Since she can't be part of creating the zeman of men, even though she can be yotzei, she cannot be mizamenet. That's the first, in other words, that Tosfos says this is a unique din within zeman. Zeman is a din of chabura. In order to be motzi the chabura, you have to be a machuy of bedavar in creating the chabura. So a woman could be mezamenet in a zimun of women. A woman would not be able to be mezamenet in a zimun of men. That's what the Tosefta means by saying that ha'isha v'ha'eved v'ha'katan ein motzin esarabim yedei chovasan, because of the din of zimun. But this would be a unique din within zimun. It wouldn't apply to any other framework. That's one option. Inamit says Tosfos mishum derabim zila ba milsa, that bichlal a woman cannot be a shliach tzibur in any situation of rabim, be it birkas amazon, be it megila, be it whatever shaharei megila nashim chayavas ba. Upiresh bahag de ein nashim motzios esarabim yedei chovasan b'megila. That Tosfos had understood that there is a shita of the bahag who distinguishes between a yachid and a tzibur within the world of megila. What's the reasoning? What Tosfos called zila b'milsa, pasnish. In other words, called kavuda basmelach pinima. This is not her role. And YU recently there was a whole Tadum in the minyan in the
Klein
Hall. In other words, that they used to have a situation where if a woman wanted to give a Dvar Torah, she would give it after davening, and then all of a sudden, you know, whereas a woman gave it during davening, and a whole that you know, this is a zila b'milsa v'chule. Okay, is this the bahag that we have in the Rav Yoh? No, we have a bahag quoted by the Rav Yoh, but with a different line of reasoning. Nearly the hadatinana kol kshem krosas hamegila chutz misheirosh kheirosh tata v'katan hachi perusho kol haanoshim ksherim likros chutz mehani avol noshim nami ein ksheros likro ulahotzi anoshim, right? V'chein pasak bahalachos gedolos, that a woman cannot be motzi men, however, for a totally different reason. Women are chayavot mikra megila. Perusho lishmoa mikra megila. Ubahalachos gedolos garas b'mishma megila. That's what they are chayav on. They're chayav in mishma megila. They're not chayav in kriyas megila. Nirali says the Rav Yoh, name of the Bahag, Nashim Mevarchos al Mishma Megila Afilu Ikaru La'atzman. Then we, according to the Rav Yoh's Bahag, what is the reason that a woman cannot be motzi men? It's a different mitzvah. It's a totally different mitzvah. That within Mikra Megila we have Tzvei Dinim. We have a din of Mikra Megila. That's a classic mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. And then we have a din of Pirsumei Nisa. Women are potter from Mikra Megillah, but they're chayev in Pirsumei Nisa. Out of what principle? Afen hayu ba'oso hanes. That's a din of Pirsumei Nisa. On that they are chayev, but not on Mikra Megillah. Men are chayev in both. So a woman can't be motzi a man. Let's look in Shulchan Aruch and see which bahag made it into the Shulchan Aruch. We have the bahag of Tosfos, that we have an issue of Tzibur, and we have a bahag of the Rav Yoh, that we have an issue of mikra, of as mishma as opposed to mikra. So the Mechaber paskins, v'yesh omrim, denoshim einan motzios es ha'anashim. And this is the bahag, noshim einan motzios es ha'anashim. Why? Let's look in the Mishnah Brura. Yesh omrim shanoshim ein motzios, v'lo domi l'ner Chanukah, the shiny megila da havi kmo kriyas haTorah upsula mipnei kvod hatzibur. Whose bahag is this? This is Tosfos. The makor of this in the Mishnah Berurah is Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham paskind like Tosfos. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'gam de'evshar de'isha ena chayeves b'kriya rak lushmoa u'kidle kameh u'mikra shena mu'chayeves b'davar gabe ish aval isha motzi eschaverta. This is whom? Which Bahag? This is the Rav Yah, and the makar in the Shar HaTzion, Sifkot and Yudalad,
the Gra.
Namely, we have a machokas between the Gra and the Magen Avraham, which is a machokas between the Rav Yah and the Baal HaTosfos. What did the Bahag say? With the Nafkamina, can a woman be motzi an individual man? According to Tosfos, Lechora, yes. According to the Rav Yah, Lechora, no. They have different levels of chiyuvim. What about taking it one step further? Is there a problem of having a woman's Megillah reading, of having a woman read for women? What would you say according to the Bahag? A Bahag says that a woman cannot be motzi men, but she can be motzi a woman. Can't she be motzi women as a kohol?
Yeah, why not?
L'chora, according to the Bahag of the Rav Yoh, why not? They're all chayav in Shmias HaMegillah. So she's a bar chiyuv. According to Tosfos, what's the issue? What's the question?
Zibar.
Is there an issue of zila b'milsa for a woman in front of women? That's a machlokes achronim. If you look over here in the Shar HaTzion quotes Avol Anoshim Rabos, Ein isha motzian de zila b'milsa. Karban nesanel b'shem Tosfos. Once working of the Bahag of Tosfos, of Kavod HaTzibur, so then this would be an issue even for a woman to be in front of a kohol of women. This is the way Rav Soloveitchik paskin, that the Rav Soloveitchik was very much opposed to women Megillah reading, even though clearly a woman is chayevet in Megillah, and all the women are mechuyavot in Megillah, and even like the Bahag of the Rav Yah, they're all chayev in Shmishma Megillah, but we have also the Bahag of Tosfos of Zila ben Milsa. However, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he quotes Rav Shmuel Zalman Orbach, who didn't understand what's the issue of women in front of women. We have precedent. Where do we have precedent that a woman can be motzi women as a group that we spoke about a few minutes ago?
Zimun.
A woman can't make, there's an issue of kavod hatzibur, of zilba milsa for a woman to be mezamin for men. But to have a woman zimun, it could be 3, it could be 300, it could be 3,000. You could have, a convention of Hadassah women and 10,000 women, and a woman will be mezamenet for all the women who are present. That's not a zila b'milsa. That's over here in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tesivav. Nashim avonim ketanim ein mezamnim aleihem avo mezamnim la'atzman. They can't serve as a baal zimun when we're dealing with a zimun of men, but they can make a zimun of their own. Secondly, Motzios es ha'anashim kiddush Friday night. So the halacha is that women are mechuyavot in kiddush because of zachar v'shamar, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says motzios es ha'anashim kein eskimu hataz magen Avraham v'hagro shachronim. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues mikol makom yesh lahachmir lechatchila shelo totzi isha anashim she'ena mibnei beisa. The zila milsa, that it grus Shabbaton, that a woman should not be motzi the entire Shabbaton in Kiddush, even though in her own home she can be motzi, but not, in other words, so we see that zila ba milsa is not a, you know, it's a, you know, it's a, the mashmaos is that lo totzi ha'isha anoshim she'ena b'nei beisa, but noshim is not an issue. So it's a machlokas between Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Shmuel Zalman Orbach.
So we have that here every week. At the Chabura, a woman makes Kiddush, and they all, for all the women, and that's every week that happens.
Beseder. So Rav Shmuel Zalman says, since this is a Noag in Kiddush every week, why should Kriyas Megillah be different? Okay. Taking it one step further, to the last step for today. Let's assume that a woman would not read Megillah for a group of women. So who would read Megillah for a group of women?
Man.
A man. Let's assume that man, like happens very often, already was Yotze, Kriyas HaMegillah. He already read it for the men, and now he's reading it for the women. So the women have to make their own bracha. What bracha are they going to make?
Mishma.
Right. Does every woman make the bracha on her own, or can we have one woman make the bracha for all the women? Okay? So in the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah, he quotes, also a Machlokes Achronim, that Rav Eliashiv didn't see an issue of a woman making a bracha for other women. That's, you know, the kriya to her, for her to read. Maybe that would be Zilut Milsa. Right? That would be the Korban Nesanel in the name of Tosvos. But to make a bracha, why shouldn't she make a bracha? That l'chor would be very similar to Kiddush. Masha Ein Kein, the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah quotes Chaim Kinevsky and Minchas Yitzchak. No, this is also an issue of Zilut Milsa. And then they quote a name of Moshe Feinstein, that even though Me'ikar Hadin, he agrees with Rav Eliashiv, but the minhag is that women make the bracha to themselves. Okay, so these are all the issues. When on Rosh Hashanah, when we have a special blowing for women, so the Baal Kori has already been Yotze his bracha. So here it's no different bracha, it's a bracha of, out, in other words, of Lishmoa kol shofar. Even men make that bracha. The mitzvah is the listening. So usually I ask one woman to make a bracha for all the women. I don't have all the women make their own brachas. Rov hamadras melech. Generally, that when we have a situation of one making, we'll see this a little later on in the Gemara, of one making a bracha or many, so we have one making for the many. However, that's the same issue in Mikra Megillah and Kiddush Shavuot. The question is, can you bring a raya from that to the world of Mikra Megillah per se? And there it's Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach wanted to bring a raya from the world of bracha to the world of Mikra Megillah, from the world of Zimun to the world of Mikra Megillah. Maybe there would be a Zila Bamilsa uniquely within the Tzibur of Mikra Megillah. Don't know. Okay, so that's what we have over here in this part of the sugya. Then the Gemara is now going to move over. Amar Rava, Hilchasa Gevir Teikala Mishma Mimenhaga Dehalila. So you got to this Gemara? Did you see it yet? Okay, some did, some didn't. Okay, we'll see over here in Tosfos that don't get confused between the minhag in the time of Rava, the minhag in the time of the Rishonim, and our minhagim. Where it's that, take the Gemara as the Gemara. This was the minhag in the time of Rava, how they said Hallel, that they said Hallel in a way that Talmud Chacham would be able to understand all of the halachos of that are relevant to men and to women and to children and to tzibur v'chule from how they said Hallel. Tosis points out that our minhag is different. I sent you also to various Rambams. I'll probably add into the Mar Makomos for next time as well. Maybe for next time already, we can already move over into Shamea Ka'one. Why not? Okay, so I'll give you an expanded page of Arama Kamos that'll take us through the sugi over here, at least of Rashi and Tosus on Shamea Ka'one. That'll be next time. Next Sunday, I have to be out of town for an Askara. And it's way out of town.